stations. Here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be revived? Rebecca Black is from Jacksonville, Florida, and she spoke with reporter Christopher Michael about immigration reform in 3, 2, 1. Where are we with immigration reform now?
Well, it's frustrating. This is maybe my fifth year that I've come to lobby Congress on immigration reform because our current system just doesn't work very well. It doesn't work well for our employers. It doesn't work well for the economy. And it doesn't work well for the people who are caught up in lack of reform.
What can we do to make it better?
We need to have a process that makes sense. Before I became an immigration lawyer, I was spent 20 years in the restaurant business, hotel industry, light industrial, temporary help. And I have a very pragmatic, get things done background. And so as I became an immigration attorney, I think the thing that really surprised me was not very much of what we do is predictable or makes any kind of sense. And there's a lot of contradictions. And the system as it's currently set up almost invites fraud, mistakes, and illegality because of how complicated and almost impossible it is to manage.
Is there anything that we could do on a quick fix that might make some things better than others?
Well, I think if you're talking business immigration, it would certainly help to have adjudicators who understand business principles and processes, because very often the people who are adjudicating these packets, they don't really have a business background. And so they don't understand basic business principles and how things work. At the same time, if you're talking about uniting families and keeping members of communities intact, we have a huge community in this country with significant ties that are productive members of their society, and they shouldn't be deportation priorities because of their contributions they make and their connections. So if we're not going to focus on them to deport, why not give them work authorization? It's not a green card, it's not citizenship, it's not an amnesty.
Rebecca Black, this is Christopher Michael reporting.